Good morning, listeners. It's your boy, Mason, a.k.a. Keith.
Hey, guys. It's your boy, Alex, a.k.a. Steve.
Steve. And Big welcome Steve. To our 59th episode of Where's the Action? All right. We back at it. We are taking a break from movies this month. The month of May is no movie May is what we're calling it. We are strictly doing, some people call it Woo May, but we are Woo My. So we are doing a Fuller Disclosure episode this time. Mm-hmm. So if you guys don't already know, Alex actually came to visit me in Texas, which is the most epic Marvel crossover in history. It has to be said. But we'll go into that. But first, before we get into our main chunk of the ep, we do have a fuller disclosure in the full disclosure episode. This is the this is like full closure inception. Like, what are we doing here?
This is the fullest disclosure.
So, Alex, what do you have for us?
Fullest disclosure. So we are still on the health grind. We're still on the weight loss journey. My breaking news, I'm at a stagnant weight.
Which is? Wait, we got to do a drum roll. If I could insert drum rolls, I would. I'll get sound editor to
about,
do it.
Okay. It is at a stagnant 155.
Is that good or bad? So, because for me, that would be epic. But for you,
I was on a hot streak. I went from 160 to 157, 156, 154. Then went to 156. So I gained, but then I went back down to 155. So next week, I got 2 weeks to lose 10 pounds. Can I do it?
Totally doable. I'll give you one word of advice called Ozempic. You should really try it out.
I think I need to start the water diet. I think I can do that.
Yeah, water and air diet.
Water and air.
Actually, so, both of those have a lot of weight in your mass because you have water weight and air weight. So right, I suggest doing popcorn.
We did just get Skinny Pop.
See? A bag a day keeps the doctor away. That's what I say.
So I, you know, still going to chuck along, still doing my Fitness Pal. Mason, you can explain your story of my Fitness Pal.
But I guess still, it has been a while.
I'm still doing my Fitness Pal. I'm still logging my calories. Dude, it's rough trying to eat 1,800 calories a day. Just 1,800.
But why are you doing so much, though?
What do you mean? Because I'm trying to lose more than just a pound a week.
Isn't the daily limit like 1,200?
No.
What's the normal limit?
It's like about 2,000 something for an active person. So
I've been doing this way wrong. I thought it was 1,200.
Well, if you're not active, and then also if you're already like underweight, I feel like that's underweight.
That's got to be underweight.
Yeah, I think you calculated wrong.
I need to go weigh myself. This might not be good.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for me, I try to do at least anywhere from a pound to 2 pounds a week, and that's about 1,800 calories per week. And, you know, my breakfast is about 300 to 500 calories, and then, you know, lunch ranges around 500 calories, and then dinner is the remaining. So I try to bulk up my dinner for the most calories. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been, you know, flip-flopping the meals. I get pretty close to maintaining the 1,800. You know, there are days where I get a few days over, like 200 over, 300 over. So it's not the end of the world.
That's where that extra pound came in.
Yeah, but it adds up.
It's bulking season.
Why I'm at a little stagnant area right now.
Right.
So, I mean, I will see what will happen in the next 2 weeks, and we'll see if the $100 will be coming Mason's way.
Ooh, yes. I'm still banking on that. I got to pay rent this month, and I, you know.
So, Yeah, that's my weight loss journey. You know, still pretty active, still, you know, playing all my sports, still going to the gym. Still enjoying life, still eating good desserts, but as long as it's in the calories, that's all that matters.
Now that's interesting. So you could theoretically, okay, hold
You
on a
could
minute.
just eat desserts,
See, that's what I was getting to.
but still lose weight. You can, but
You could.
you will not have sufficient energy, nor will your I think your whole like your whole digestive system will just be like mush.
Yeah, it'll literally be like a red velvet cake down there.
Exactly.
Bro, my cake is acting up, but that's neither here nor
There's
there.
no there's no substance. It's just all sugar.
Sugar gets you going though. I mean, legit, if you wake up and eat a whole sheet cake for breakfast, like, come on, you're gonna be up all day. Actually, you crash at about 2 p.m., but then you just have more cake.
So, yeah, that's my weight loss journey update. What do you got?
Bro, well, all right. First of all, I just want to comment on yours. I just want to say that, you know, I'm very happy that I'm not happy that you're stagnating, but also that $100 is gonna be nice. Let me be honest. I can pay off all the sports betting I've been doing. But anyway, so my weight loss journey. So I went to the doctors for a physical, my yearly physical, about 2 weeks ago. And I got my results, I wasn't too happy with that doctor. I think I might switch because everything else was good, right? So cholesterol, weight was actually a really high. I did not expect the weight that I got.
It
Did
was
I tell you?
really high.
Did I tell
What,
you? Did I
you
tell
have
you
a
the weight?
broken scale?
Bro, I got a broken back. I got a broken everything. Do I, did I tell you what I was?
No, you didn't tell me.
You're gonna hate me.
Is it 200?
208.
208.
And I took my shoes off and my belt off.
Did you still have your phone and wallet?
No. I
Wow.
told the nurse, I was like, I need every ounce I can get. She's like, I hear you, man. So 208.
208.
I was like, I did. I thought I was like 185. Legitimately, I thought I was healthy. And then I saw that, and then I was like, I need to
Wait,
start cutting. I need to start doing the air diet.
when's the last time you weighed yourself at home?
January 6th. So I hadn't weighed myself for approximately 4 months, 5 months. And I thought I
Wow.
was doing so good. But here's the problem. It's because of the Texas trip. I am fully convinced.
It's not because of the 1 week.
Bro, okay, did I have a frozen pizza right the night before? Yes. So maybe I was just a little bloaty, right? Maybe it hadn't exited my system yet.
30 pounds worth,
It was a big pizza. It was stuffed crust.
20 pounds, yeah, 20 pounds
It was
worth.
stuffed crust. It was stuffed crust. But anyway, so that's not the biggest news, though. The biggest news was my something what's called triglycerides. So if you guys don't know what triglycerides are, basically it's not quite your cholesterol. It's like the carbohydrate intake for your body. So the highest level that you should be is 150. So it, like 50 to 150 is kind of the danger zone. Anything but less than 50 is great. Now, mine was 367.
67.
Okay, so for reference, last year it was 105. This year it is 367. The doctor, I thought this, I frankly, I thought it was broken. I thought the test failed, but everything else, all the normal levels were there for everything else, including my cholesterol, which I was surprised at. A little high, but not high. So I contact them. I call them and I'm like, guys, what is this? And they're like, yeah, you know, the doctor, he was looking at that. That was interesting. He was like, that's interesting. I was like, what? And he's like, well, yeah, because all your other levels seem to be normal, but that one's just extremely high. And so they told me the only way to curb this, the only way to put it down, stop eating carbs, stop eating sugar, and thirdly, no alcohol.
Oh, okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah. So again, the Texas trip ruined my triglycerides. I've been down bad. But yeah, they honestly, like, they're like, you know, we don't really see these numbers that often because triglycerides such a weird thing to gauge. Like, you don't even look at
My.
that number. It's like, so anyway, 367.
Me, I know, I know what you need.
What do I need?
You need vegetables.
No, listen, I'm gonna cut out beer and just drink seltzer and vodka. They did say, okay, they did say that if you're going to drink alcohol, vodka is the
Okay.
better alternative.
Oh my gosh.
So theoretically, I can still, booze it up. I'm gonna cut myself some slack, and
All right.
I'm gonna cut alcohol. And I've also been eating better. Caro has been helping me, sound editor. She
Nice,
has
nice.
made lemon herb chicken. Tonight,
Nice,
I
nice.
had chicken salad. I like cut open rotisserie chicken. I like shredded it up and I put it in a salad. So bussin', right? So I'm getting greens, right? For lunch, I'm having overnight oats.
Okay, I
The
like
most
that.
important factor of this diet is that I'm actually fasting for the first time in my whole life. So from 6 a.m. to midnight, I can eat food. But after that, I can't eat.
6 a.m. to midnight.
Yeah, it's an 18-hour window.
I thought you're supposed to go from, let's see. Oh, 18. So how long are you fasting for?
For 6 hours when I'm asleep.
That doesn't work. No, you can't do that.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I was like, that's not a fast.
So that used to be what I did. So I go from noon to 8 p.m. So it's 8 hours.
So basically no breakfast, not
No
the normal
breakfast.
breakfast hours.
No breakfast, bro. It sucked. And also black coffee.
Yep, that's what I see. You join the black coffee gang.
Excuse me, African American coffee. I hate it, bro.
It's the only healthy way to drink coffee.
Oh, that's true. I mean, it is. It's kind of been acquired taste. Like, I'm actually not opposed to it now. Like, I used to like have to drink it by holding my nose, but now I'm kind of okay with it. So, I don't know. We'll see how this turns out. But yeah, 208. So I got sucker punched like twice in the head. I have CTE from that physical because I was 208, and they also said my triglycerides were off the charts. Literally the spike in my
Gosh.
numbers. So you know what though? We're back on. It's Year of the Mason still. There is no tomorrow. And I'm gonna get down to 154 to beat Alex by 1 pound.
You can do it.
I'm gonna beat Alex.
You can do it.
All
I know
right.
you can.
All right,
So,
fun.
should we have a bet for you to get back to 185?
Yeah, $10.
All right, deal.
No, we'll go higher. Do you wanna go higher?
Yeah. So you choose how many months you need to get, and you can name your price.
By the end of the summer. So
So
let's say
September.
September 1st. Let's say September 1st.
Okay.
Wait, what day is Labor Day? What is there a holiday in September?
Yeah, that's like set first or second week. Just
Martin Luther
do,
King?
yeah, just do by the end of September.
Oh yeah, Labor Day, September 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay, by Labor Day, I will have lost 30 pounds.
Okay, I
Wait.
believe.
Is that too high? Wait a minute. It's May
No, no,
20th
no,
is when we're
no.
recording this.
Because you have all June, July, August. So that's 5, or that's 3 months. So that's what, roughly, 10 pounds a month.
Is that doable?
That's
No.
roughly 2 pounds a week, 2 to 3 pounds a week.
Bro, I could lose 1 pound a day.
Okay, so it is doable
Okay, fine. You know what? You're right. Now here's the thing. If I don't get it,
then.
I'm gonna let you off the hook a little bit.
Okay.
If I don't get it, you don't have to pay me $100. But
Okay.
if I do get it, I keep the 100 plus double or nothing.
So your $10 turns into 20.
No. Your 100 turns into 200.
Oh, 200. So if I win, I keep my money.
If you win, you keep it. Now,
Okay.
if we both win, we got to have a tiebreaker here.
Wait, how do we both win?
Well, if you lose the weight and I lose the weight.
So are you extending my weight journey to
Now,
September?
how do you mean by that? Okay, you know what? Fine. Labor Day. Is that a
So
good enough deadline for you?
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Wait. Well, maybe I should. So really, okay, see, here's the thing. Really, I'm not out of any money.
No.
I'm out of a theoretical 100 that you could give me.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm
Yes.
really doing, I'm throwing you a bone here.
You are throwing me a
I'm,
bone.
'cause that way you don't really, I mean, you kind of lose if you lose,
Right.
but yeah. So, well, what do you think about that?
All right, deal. Big bet.
All right. So then what's the tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker.
You have to play, you have to pay for a month of AMC Plus.
No. I was about to say one person treats the other person to barbecue.
Barbecue. Okay. Fine. That's a deal. Three meat
Deal.
plate. I'll do a three meat plate. How about
Three
that?
meat. I like three
We,
meat.
all right, we're, this is three meats on the line here. This is a threesome. We gotta, you know,
Three
you're three
meats.
meats. All
I
right.
like
Three meat
it.
plate. All right. That's gonna be the name of our new podcast called Three Meat
Three
Plate.
meat plate.
That's our spin-off show. Where's the meat? Oh, wait, that's actually, wait, who's that? Arby's? Who's
Oh,
that? Who's that?
who has
Who
the
has the
meat?
beef? Who has the beef? Not where's the meat?
Yeah, who has the
Okay.
beef?
You're right. You're right. You're right. Okay. All right. So now
Okay,
that we hash browned that out, I feel very accomplished. Wait, what did I say? 30 pounds?
Yes.
Bro, that's, I've never been
Well,
one.
185, right? So that's roughly,
25. Is that 25?
yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're at 208, right? Minus
Don't remind me.
185,
Don't
23.
remind me. 23 pounds? All
Yeah.
right. All right. Fine. 185. Now, the problem is, I just found out a wrinkle. What if I get muscles? What if I get absolutely jacked?
You'll have
Okay,
to
you know what
show
we should do? Oh, I figured out the perfect plan.
what?
I figured out the perfect plan. I'm gonna, what if I go for a half year physical? So like get another checkup and see my triglycerides.
Well, we're not basing it off of triglycerides.
You do weight, I do triglycerides.
No. You can't do that.
Just kidding. I would have totally photoshopped the number. All right, we'll do weight. We'll do weight. I'll stick with weight. All right, 185, deal.
All right,
Three meat
handshake.
plate, three meat plate.
Virtual handshake happening right now.
Virtual hand job right now. Okay, so anyway. All right, so now that we are off of our weight loss journey, we'll move it to our sponsored section. So for this one, I think Alex has won. And
We
then I,
have.
you literally printed out, what is
This
it? You have written an essay in the notes here.
is officially from the sponsor's website's about section. So, my sponsor for today is a local spot in Fort Worth, Texas that we actually had called Funky Town Donuts. And so, these donuts, okay, this is the long blurb of their about section.
I feel like you should like paraphrase or something.
Okay, let's
You got to
see.
paraphrase.
We aim to put a funky twist on the traditional donuts and give them that good old southern charm. There are a
That's right.
variety of donuts offering daily, including yeast and cake donuts with a rotating list of seasonal glazes. There is a very long list of the different types of donuts. We offer gluten-free and vegan options on Wednesdays and Sundays, but we also provide catering services for large events, weddings, and including donut bars. We use fresh fruit in our glazes to try to bring as much seasonal flavors as possible. Our dough is made from scratch and we use fresh ingredients. And so, my sponsor for today's Funky Town Donuts, we got a dozen of donuts, or no, maybe it was six donuts. No.
It was
It
like
was,
10. It was.
yeah, 10 donuts. 10 donuts plus donut holes, which was free. We didn't even order donut holes, but they just included it in our order.
You know what
And
that was? That was Southern Charm.
yeah, Southern Charm, exactly.
See?
And so we got donuts from Funky Town Donuts. My girlfriend Megan was craving donuts, and we got the Funky Town ones. And they're really good. I do have to say, the more local, the better. So they did not disappoint.
That's right. Yeah. That's they were a hit. I got to try the German chocolate cake that you got. And then I also tried the holes. Love a
The
good
donut
hole.
holes.
Love a good hole. And then what else did I try? I think I tried I forget. Like
the Samoa,
like,
did
maybe
you
the
try the
Samoa.
Samoa? Samoa,
Yeah,
Samoa is pretty good.
they were good. Yeah, I like those. So, yeah, that is a great sponsor.
Shout out Funky Town Donuts.
Wow.
Real
Well, I
nice guy.
real
Tim,
nice guys. Give
the
him a chance.
delivery guy, showed up in a white van.
He was gonna kidnap you if you didn't take the donuts. He was like, he was testing it out. He's like, eh, I don't know if I want him. He's
was
156. He's not 155.
a little sketched, but hey, he had my donuts in his hand.
He's like, come here. You have to come in the van to get the donuts.
Oh, that would have
He's
been
like,
bad.
listen, you want to see my southern charm? Listen, well, it's gonna get funky in here.
What
Okay,
about
well,
you?
moving on.
Who do you want to shout out?
All right, I want to shout out my good boys over at Icebreakers Mints. So, they've got a. So, all right, so
Oh, too
I'm
good, too good.
I'm on the way to the airport. Shout out DFW to pick up Alex and the Meg. And here's what happens: we're at CVS for something. I think I don't know what for. And I'm like, I'm gonna get some icebreakers. So I get some like icebreakers. You guys know them. They're little mints. They come in a little tabloid thing. I got peppermint. Great, great guy. Well, I'm just like popping them in like candy. And I've eaten them like this my whole life. You just kind of like chew on them. You don't suck them. I don't suck. You just chew or swallow. I sometimes just swallow whole. So I'm like 15 deep on the ride to the airport. And Caro,
15.
sound editor is like, Mason, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just eating the candy. She's like, this is not candy. She's like, they're literally mints. And I'm like, well, no, you just gotta like eat them. You don't like actually suck on them. She's like, yes, you do. You literally suck on them. I was like, I have never done that in my life. But all that to say, the entire trip, I had a constant supply of icebreakers. And I don't know why. I was a dick. I was addicted. I was addicted to the icebreakers. So shout out icebreakers, peppermint. Also Tic Tacs. Very good Tic Tacs. I got addicted to those. Actually, the Sprite flavor. But unfortunately, sound editor had to dump those at my car window as we were on the road because I was eating too many. So
I'm not a Tic Tac person. I mean,
really?
I'm okay with her dumping them out.
Wow. Wait, so not even like the Reggie, like the white ones.
No, I don't think so. Because they taste a little sour, don't they? At the end.
Oh, they do have a little after bite. Yeah. A little bit after bite comes back to bite you, just like a
That's
little
why
anaconda.
icebreakers are better.
They are.
So,
They are. They're so sweet. I actually have an icebreaker thing by my bed right now.
really?
It's just a constant. Yeah. I'm just popping them in before bed.
Why?
Because I feel like they're my like nicotine almost.
Oh my
I feel like
goodness.
this is my zen.
You're Zen?
I'm a zen lord. So, but with icebreakers. So, shout out icebreakers. Also, shout out to Drake and Kendrick for supporting. Actually, they both supported the podcast. They both sponsored the pod. One was trying to outbid the other, so we kind of had like a bidding war to see who would prevail. Kendrick definitely bid more money. I think Kendrick is probably the winner of the bidding war for it to be our sponsor. So, shout out Kendrick and Drake. Please don't take it personally. Please don't have anybody come after us. But have you been keeping up with that?
No, I don't know really the beef. I watched this TikTok where this mom was explaining to her baby child what the beef was, but like in a like a like she substituted all the words in like, something very G rated. It was pretty cute, but
How did they do that? Like what?
I don't remember. It's been like a week or so, but I mean, I know they have beef going on at the moment, or I don't know if they squashed the beef, but I'm
I
pretty
don't know.
sure, I mean, I don't know much about it, but it's, I think fame just really gets the people. So that's why I'm an anti-beef guy. Well, I mean, I still eat beef, but not that type of
Was gonna
beef.
say Kobe beef, Kobe Bryant. I mean, the list goes on and on. Here's what we should do for the pod. I feel like we should have our own beef, like stage the beef. And then like we could get so many clicks. We could like have like a little fake fight on air, although we're actually saying our plan, so it doesn't really make any sense. So, never mind. anyway, moving on from our sponsorship section, we're going to move into the actual meat. Speaking of beef, we're moving into the meat of the episode, aka we are going to relay all the juicy tea and the dirt that came about from the Texas trip. Alex came here to Texas. Woo-hoo! There's a lot of coming. Let me just tell you that much. Coming to and fro. But anyway, why don't we clip it here? Start fresh. Start another segment. Mm-hmm. And we will be right back.
Yep. All right. See ya.
Peace.
All righty. This is part two, Texas trip fullest disclosure.
What do we even call this?
Three, two, one, go.
All right. And we're back.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. So, funny thing about the start of this funny Texas trip. So, you know, as we were cursed the first time we tried going to Texas, I got COVID. So, you know, we are at the airport. You know, we have checked in our luggage. We have gone through security. We are waiting at our gate. Hopefully, you know, we only, you know, wait at the gate for, I think we're only waiting for like 20, 30 minutes. So We have plenty of time, right? So we're waiting to the boarding to start. And we get a message saying, passengers, the United flight to Texas, blah, 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 has been delayed due to weather. We're like, huh? Okay. So it gets pushed back like 20 minutes. Okay. So we're waiting again. And then I think they delayed it again. And then the third time they make an announcement, ladies and gentlemen, the flight has been canceled. We're like, oh my God.
Ridiculous.
The flight got canceled because of weather in Dallas at the time. And so they, you know, they rebooked everyone for a flight like 4 hours later that day. So we were at the airport, I don't know, like 6 hours in total or something like that. But that flight was successful. So, and luckily, you know, I didn't know about this hack, but you know, if your flight gets canceled, you can go up to customer service and talk to the, you know, United person or whoever. And you can see, you know, hey, this flight got canceled. Would you be able to compensate us with money or meal vouchers? And they're like, yeah, we'll give you meal vouchers. We're like, oh. So we got meal vouchers for the trip. Or I guess it's a big amount. So you get like two meal vouchers per person. So we spent a meal voucher at Chick-fil-A. And then we spent a meal voucher at Jersey Mike's when we got back to Virginia. But funny story there. So when we tried using those meal vouchers at Jersey Mike's, the person was like, these meal vouchers are invalid. I was like, huh?
No way.
Yeah. And then they're like, yeah, these are invalid. You can't use them. You have to talk to United Customer Support because they offered it to you guys. And I was like, oh my gosh. But I mean, we still bought it. But then I talked to United Customer Service for like an hour. And I was like, hey, I'm just trying to get my money back because you guys gave me these meal vouchers and we had to pay for them.
And this is luckily, not Mike's way.
And luckily, you know, I got transferred like twice, okay? Mm-hmm. And then eventually the person told me, okay, you have to submit a complaint to customer service like, through this link. Go. And so I submit it. And so eventually the person saw my case and then they gave me my money back. And then they also gave me points to the United. So, or miles, that's what it was. They gave me miles on my United account, which is like a $75 amount. So,
dang, not bad.
I was like, hey, it's a win-win. But I mean, you know, I had to go through customer service for like an hour.
You know what? So worth it. Now yeah. You can give me a plane ticket to wherever I choose.
Yeah, I already spent that credit.
See, I was just going to go to the Jersey Mike's in Virginia at your terminal.
So, yeah, crazy start of the Texas trip, getting the flight canceled, but it all worked out because we eventually got to Texas, I think around like 8 o'clock or something.
It was at least like 8:30.
Eight or nine, right?
Yep.
So
Friday night. Yep. Or was it Saturday night?
Saturday night.
It was a Saturday night. That's right. It was like 8:30 at night.
Mm-hmm. And then when I saw Mason, my heart skipped a beat. I was like, this is actually happening.
I was crying from multiple places. You know, my heart was jumping out of my chest.
Were you down in the dumps because my flight got canceled?
I was so sad. Okay, so on my end of things, he calls me. He's like, listen, I got bad news. I'm like, what? I think he's kidding. I think he's kidding. He's like, the flight got canceled. I'm like, no way, bro. Because that's what happened before. Like, you got COVID, and then you couldn't come. And I was like, are you serious? He's not me. I was like, I'm in total shock. Mm-hmm. But then you guys got the later flight, which still sucks because we lost a lot of time during the day. Mm-hmm. We got to dinner and stuff. But at least you did make it. So I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did get the flight back, so we're all good. Picked you up. What a triumphant return. You know, I'm jumping up and down. Lots of stuff is rigid. I couldn't help myself. But yeah, so then me and sound editor picked Alex and the Meg up from DFW Airport. We drove back to Fort Worth. So we probably get to Fort Worth probably at around 9:15. We don't even go put the bags up. We go straight to a restaurant called Salsa Limon. Well, we were going to eat there, except there was literally no seating.
There are no seats.
No seats.
There are going to be no seats.
Always no seats. There
was no seats.
No, like people were standing. We're like, I don't want to do this. No. It was like, we just got to go. So then we go to this other spot. Shout out Velvet Taco. Now that was where it's at. That is where it's at. They're open until like 2 a.m. I think usually that's their like whole gimmick. But yeah, fun time there. Like first time in Fort Worth. Funky tacos. It's all funky here. Funky donuts, funky tacos.
Yeah.
Well, what was your Velvet Taco experience? I want to know.
It was pretty good. I think it was 3 tacos. Yeah, I'm pretty sure because, you know, after the long flight, or not long flight, I mean, Chick-fil-A steak made me full, but I mean, you're kind of just sitting around, blah, 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 you know, losing energy, you know.
You want
to
eat?
I was hungry, so I got 3 tacos. Do I remember the 3 tacos? I think I got 1 steak taco, 1 chicken taco, and then 1 fish taco. All 10 out of 10. They're really good.
Wow, yeah.
And my first impression was, the portion size is much bigger for the price you pay. Because, like, it was, like, what, $3 a taco?
Nah, probably 4 or 5.
$4, yeah. Four-ish, yeah. But you get that in Virginia, and it's, like, half the size.
Mm-hmm.
So the portion size, the price was very good. Very, very good.
Muy bueno. Everything's bigger in Texas, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I also got iced margarita?
Mm-hmm.
And then, the velvet cake. Yeah. I remember that. That was
one
good.
Word, moist.
It was very moist. So it was a very good dinner starting off the Texas trip. And I was already stuffed crust by then.
Well, see, Velvet Taco is such an interesting spot because usually it's like a late night spot. You're like going there. It's like, oh, nothing else is open. We'll just go to Velvet. You know, that kind of thing. So I wasn't shocked that you liked it as much, but it was like, wow. I mean, where do we go from here? It's already a 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my taco was
the 420. The 420.
So, for context, it was actually April 20th, exactly a month ago from this recording when we were at Velvet Taco. And they had a 420 special. So the special was there's this taco, right? It had a chicken tendy, which is good.
Right.
Coated in hot flaming hot Cheeto dust.
Uh-huh.
All right. Then under it, mac and cheese. I'm totally on board. Last ingredient, you'll never guess. I'll tell you, Fruity Pebbles. Greatest thing I've ever put in my mouth, and that's saying something. It's a great experience all around.
Actually really good.
It's busted. I mean, Fruity Pebbles, you can't really taste them, but you know,
it
was decorative, but still, like the whole thing was just so busting. Like I felt high after eating it.
yeah. Honestly, I like the mac and cheese and chicken tender. It was good.
Yeah, that was a good, it was a good combo.
It is a good combo.
They knew what they're cooking over there. Mm-hmm. I let them cook.
You let them cook.
Yeah. So then we all, you know, after that, it was kind of getting late. So we all kind of dispersed came back to the apartheid. Alex met Randy for the first time.
Randy,
my cat.
What a guy.
Shout out Randy.
Shout out Randy.
He was biting my hand earlier in the first part of this. bless his heart. And then, yeah, so that it kind of wraps up the first night because we kind of just all conked out because we were hungover. We had a food babies and we were all just tired. So the next day, we go out to brunch.
Brunchy. Oh, yeah. I forget the name, but it was a local spot that you guys always go to, right?
Shout out Vickery Cafe. I was just there 2 days ago. I had a patty melt, which probably wasn't good for my triglycerides, but, you know.
Nice. But 10 out of 10. I don't remember what I got. I think I got an omelet and then something else. I shared with the Meg.
French toast.
French toast. That's what it was.
How could you forget?
French toast size. Big in Texas as well.
And it's cheap, too.
It was. It was a good price. See, the price, the portion size, so much better in Texas versus Virginia.
Right. Well, it's also, that place was kind of like a dive place. You have to search for it. Like, that's a local spot. Like, that's not a tourist spot. So we got you in the good places, bro.
Nice. Yeah. 10 out of 10 food. I thought it was really aesthetically diner looking inside. So that, that added the diner vibes. So
right. Greasy Very spoons, good. Greasy people, all that.
Couple rats.
Rats, plates breaking in the back.
Yep.
People screaming, gunshots. But yeah, great time.
So good. Yeah. So that was brunch. And then after brunch, we, went to this art festival that was going on. It's like a street long. I don't know. No. Yeah, I guess a street long, but it is a pretty big festival, I would say, with, this is not your typical handmade, sell for like $20.
This art. Is like this Picasso is like... art. Like Leonardo da Vinci was there selling his stuff.
This is like professional artists, making glass sculptures, paintings, what else? Like photography. There's a lot of photography too. And very unique, fun art like displayed as well. So like you got the crazy dogs and you got the crazy cats, all sorts of art. And so did we buy anything? No.
Nope. I went to an ATM and got $10 out. Shout out PNC Bank who sponsored the event.
Everything was like, I don't know, hundreds of dollars and even more than that. So
the price to size ratio was not as good here.
No.
As everywhere else. It just was not hitting. I mean, it was fun to look at, but
it was, Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at some of those and I audibly said, ew. Not knowing the artist is right behind me in a chair. But whatever. But it was kind of cool to walk around. They had live music too. They had like three different stages too, which was interesting. Mm-hmm, all different music. Like one was soul, one was rock and roll, the other one was like pop, I think. So it was a cool vibe. I mean, I've never been to that. So that was the arts festival in Fort Worth. I've never been. None of us have ever actually been. So it was kind of cool to just go and experience that. But yeah, it was pretty cool. Got our steps in, which was good.
It was after that brunch, we needed that.
We needed this.
So following that, then we go to the Stockyards. So the Stockyards is it's a very touristy area. It looks very Texan and it kind of looks like in the movie, it has
Like the tumbleweeds, old Westerns. Yeah.
Basically, think of like just a street and, you have your cowboy. You got actual cowboys, I guess. People wearing their cowboy hats, people wearing their jackets and the boots and the, what is it? What are the things that they put on their boots?
Boots with the spurs, baby.
The spurs, yeah.
San Antonio Spurs, shout out.
Yeah. And so there's a bunch of tourists there. But then there's a cow parade as well. So we went to the cow parade because the Meg loves cows. And so, what a fitting opportunity to see more cows.
Oh, these weren't just any cows. These were bona fide Longhorn, Texas Longhorns.
Yeah. So, but what surprised me was there's only like a handful of cows. And then there's that eight. Was the
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. I was like, wait, is that that's it? Just
it's so like funny.
5 minutes of the show and that's it.
So for context, it's so funny taking people there because the cattle drive is like a huge deal in the stock yards. It's like the oldest continual cattle drive in the US, right? It's huge. Right. And so it's all brick street, it's all old fashioned, all 1800 stuff. Mm-hmm. So when they do this, there's hundreds of people lining the street. I mean, hundreds of people. And everyone's like, oh my God, we're going to see the cattles. We're going to see the cattles go up that drive right there.
Yeah.
And so it's probably, I'm not even kidding you, probably a quarter of a mile. They walk the cattle, the Longhorns, from one end of the street to the other, and then they just disappear. And there's about eight. You can probably count them on your hands.
Yeah.
And they just walk on by. You know, they mosey on over and then they disappear just like that.
I was hoping for like 100 cows.
we ain't got all of them, but that's a lot hard to maintain 100 long ones.
You're too busy
like that.
Eating them. That's why.
No, bro. It's my triglycerides. I'm hanging out in the stockyards.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, listen, their horns are like 12 feet long. There's not enough space for them out there.
True.
It's all there, you know, when they're in their pens, like their longhorns take up so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised nobody gets impaled like every time.
Yeah.
Because we're just literally standing on a street. Like there's no barricade, no nothing. And you're just like inches away from these longhorns. So they're behaved. They're well behaved.
They are. So shout out to the stockyards, you know, very Texan, Fort Worthy tourist attraction. So, and then we also went to stockyards because there was a mission to find a cowboy hat for me. Did I find a cowboy hat? Negative. There was a cowboy. There wasn't a cowboy hat that really was calling my name. I didn't say howdy, but I do like the light colored tan color cowboy hats. And it was a different material than your felty one, I think.
So mine is felt. So it's a brown felt one.
Right.
And I think most of them there were either hard, like they have the hard ones. They did have the felt ones, but just not in your desired color.
The lighter
color.
Yeah.
The whitish, I think you would look good in a black.
It's actually more like a cream color is what I was looking for.
You love a good cream.
Yeah. So I did not find one, but I did find a golf hat that had a cowboy on it.
Yeah. Good old Scotty Pippen was on it.
Scotty Scheffler. Shout out native Texan. I got a golf hat that had a cowboy on it. So that was my cowboy hat.
Wow. It is a cool hat. It is actually a cool hat. Is. Yeah. And you bought it in the stockyard, so that's worth something.
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
And then so the following evening we went to go get barbecue, right? Barbecue?
Oh yeah, BBQ.
So the barbecue place was it? Remind me of the name.
Heim Barbecue.
Heim's Barbecue.
The hotel's called Heim Inn.
This barbecue sent me to a whole new world. I've never had barbecue that good.
Speaking of three meat plate, here we go.
This was three meat plate. Yeah. So, I went and got the brisket. I also got mac and cheese. I also got a brisket sandwich because they didn't have a pulled pork sandwich. So they were like, we ran out of pulled pork. Would you like a brisket sandwich? I was like, okay. So I got that and then the fries. But the fries were let down, unfortunately.
Were they crink? Were they crinkle?
Yeah, it was the crinkle cut fries.
Here's the thing.
They were supposed to be something else according to Bella, right?
Yes. So actually, fun fact about that. We were just at that same location that you went to last night.
They changed it?
No. Oh. So they're still crink.
Okay.
So they're still crink. But I actually persuaded Bella into thinking that crink fries were actually superior.
No way.
Listen, I love a good crink. I'm genuine. Mm. I love the crispiness of it, right? They're always loaded with salt because the ridges, they collect the salt.
That's the thing. You got to think, this is why my triglycerides are high.
Exactly.
I know too much about fries. But no, legitimately, I love a good crink. They're underrated. Nobody likes them. I love them. Anyway, Bella mm-hmm. also agrees with me now. So maybe she'd give it a second chance. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy. Give him a chance.
And then we also got peach cobbler. Is that right?
Was it peach cobbler or nanner pudding?
Oh, that's the word. Nanner pudding.
Nanner pudding.
Yeah, that was really good too.
Yeah.
I've never been, well, I guess I never really had banana pudding. And so I didn't know if this was my first or second time, but like I said, I haven't really had banana pudding ever in my life. But this banana pudding, this was really good.
I mean, it's the best and the worst you've had.
It's addicting. You could eat multiple cups of it.
Bro, remember when I got a gallon? I'm telling you.
We should have gotten a gallon.
We should have. I'd still be feasting on it.
Yeah.
That'd be gone within the first night. But
it was so good.
Oh, yeah, bro. I mean, it's so bad that it's right down the street from me. Yeah. That's the problem. It's too close. I'm too close to Nanner Pudding Heaven. That was such a nut. That was such a nut. All right. So then what did you do after that?
So the next day, you know, the ladies were working, but the men, we weren't working.
We were playing. That's right.
And so, you know, it was a nice day out. I was like, Mason, hey, we should go play tennis. Because if I recall, Mason got into the tennis. And
I
so
did.
We played twice last year. We went to the tennis courts and we played tennis. And, you know, it was going good for a good 10 minutes or so. Or maybe 20 minutes or so. You know, we're hitting the ball back and forth. Well, I was hitting the ball. Mason was whiffing the ball.
Okay, listen. It was a warm up. I had to always warm up. I was cooking. Just let me cook.
Mason was struggling.
I thought it was just as easy as Wii Sports Tennis. I got confused.
You know, eventually he warmed up, but then the Asian gentleman next to us, Steve, he comes over. He's like, hey, can I come practice with you? I was like, oh, yeah, okay, sure. And so he joins Mason's side. So him and Mason on one side, I'm on the other side. And so me and Steve are rallying back and forth. And then when the ball comes to Mason, you know, 90% of the time, it's not a good hit. So in between the shots, Steve would be lecturing Mason. Oh, do this.
Here's what he said.
Relax.
Mason, relax. So he came over to me at one point. It was like a further into it. He comes over to me. He holds my hands and like shifts my hands on the racket. Keeping in mind, I met him 5 minutes ago.
Oh, boy.
He's like, Mason, relax.
Relax.
Also, before we started, there's another guy on the court right next to us. His name is Larry, right? So Steven comes up to me. He's like, listen, Larry's over there. I think he's more your speed. You should go play with him. It's the first thing he said to me. I'm like, bro, I don't want to play with Larry. I want to play with Alex. I don't want to play with Larry.
Oh, too good.
So anyway,
after we're done playing, then he tells us like his whole backstory of how he got into tennis for like 10 years or whatever. Then he started like learning about the science and physics about tennis. And we're like, bro, we're just trying to get bagels after this.
We were just having a nice volley, and then here he comes over with quantum physics about a tennis racket.
Exactly. So, you know, real nice guy. So if you're in Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you see an Asian guy, probably in his 60s, maybe 70s, you know.
If he tells you to relax.
He wears one of those sweatbands on your wrist. And then he was wearing blue. He was wearing all blue. I remember that.
Uh-huh. Oh, his image is burned into my memory.
Yeah. If you ever run into Steve, you know, give our highest regards, saying, hey, Alex and Mason, remember you. You know, real nice guy. You should give Mason some more lessons.
Tell him I said to relax. How about that? But yeah, great guy. I mean, just what a time. Like, I don't know why.
It was such happening. A funny
just,
moment.
It was just so funny. Like, I'll never forget that. And I'll probably never go to those courts again, by the way. So anyway, then after that, after the tennis lesson, we got a quick bite to eat. Shout out.
In-N-Out.
Bro, we got bagels.
Bagel. That's right. And In-N-Out.
So Alex decides, hey, you know what would be good after this workout that we did in the morning? A bagel and then also In-N-Out. Animal style all the way.
I've never had In-N-Out before. It's a West Coast thing. So I was like, I don't know when the next time I'll be on the West Coast. Therefore, I must get In-N-Out. And so I think I got a double-double, right?
You got a double-double.
With all the toppings.
All the toppings.
Animal style fries.
That's right.
Dude, it was... What was it? Animal style fries. I think I would rate them an 8 out of 10. I just wish the fries were bigger. They're a little on the smaller, thinner side.
Oh, interesting. So you wish they were crinkle.
Oh yeah, crinkle would be good. Bro, I like a thick potato fry.
A thick crink goes a long way.
Yeah. So I think that was the only thing. And then the double-double was really good. I mean, the meat-to-everything ratio, spot on. Ugh. No complaints.
No complaints, that's right. So, yeah, that was epic.
I was indeed of a stuffed crust pizza after the In-N-Out. But
let's just... Well, I was just going to say, let's just say it was in and out.
It was in and out. But we followed In-N-Out with basketball, with Big J.
That's right.
So I was Steph Curry. Mason was Luka.
That's right.
Julian was Scottie Pippen.
Rip and rest.
And we balled out. We balled out with knockout. Or no. We tried playing a game. 1v1v1.
Bro, okay, hold on a minute. You gotta give me some street cred here though. Bro, I was hitting some alley oops. Let's just say I'm the only one still in the playoffs. I mean,
that's right. Steph Curry didn't make it.
Steph Curry ain't make it, and OJ Simpson didn't make it, or whoever, whoever Big J was. I ended up winning that game.
You did.
We played until what? What was the? Was it like two? We played until two, and none of us.
I didn't make any baskets.
It was a long game.
And I won knockout. Knockout. It was a horse.
That's right. Yep. So the ladies came out to play after they got off work. So the Megan, the sound editor, joined us. And also an unexpected guest.
Keith.
So this guy comes up after our horse game and he says, oh, hey, guys, my name's Keith. Do you mind if I hop in? And then we all say, here's the thing. We're actually going to go play baseball. And so really, he's like, oh, okay, mind if I go with you? And we're like, okay, sure. So you know, Alex is in the outfield. I'm hitting
Big J.
Actually, pitching. Big J almost hit me. I was pitching to him. He almost hit me. Just like I hit Alex freaking like 3 years ago. But yeah, that almost got ugly. So then I think it was me or Big J. I forget who. One of us hits a big dinger, right? And then Keith just goes, oh man, that's St. Louis style, bro. And now that's been like a running joke because I'm like,
St. Louis style.
I said this out loud. I'm like, I don't know what St. Louis style is, but I dig it. And so now like everything is St. Louis style with us. But Keith, great guy until recently. So Alex, I haven't told you what happened.
Oh no.
So 3 nights ago, I think it was Friday night, me and Big J are sitting out on the balk. When all of a sudden we hear a familiar face.
No way.
It's pitch black at night. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And who do we see down below on the first floor is Keith.
Oh boy.
He says, hey, what's going on? Oh, I was like, boy. He was like, what's your name? And I was like, Rusty. And then he remembered us. So then he remembered. He's like, oh yeah. What's up? And then he was like, mind if I get your number? And I was like, why don't you give me yours? So I have his number. I don't know why I did this, but after he left.
He's the Al Witherspoon of your life.
It gets worse, though, because I texted him, and I was like, I don't know why. I don't know what I texted him. It was just some weird thing. And then he calls me the next day.
No way.
I don't answer it. And he says, hey, he leaves me a voicemail. He's like, hey, Rusty, listen, when you get out of school and work, we should hang out tonight. I don't answer it. He sends me a text that night, says the same thing. He's like, I'm going to Sacramento. You got to come hang out.
Oh,
and
my
I don't answer. So then the next day I get another text. Mm-hmm. It's like, listen, what if we hang out on May 29th? I'm like, what's on May 29th? I don't want to know. And Memorial I didn't answer that either. Oh yeah, true. I don't know actually.
Okay. Wow. Anyway, he likes you.
He does. He likes a little rust in his life. But let's just say I'm trying not to talk to him or text him. Hopefully he gets the hint. But hopefully I don't have to get a restraining order either.
Oh boy.
So anyway, that's the whole Keith saga. But yes. So then we have one more Last Supper in Texas.
The Last Supper. That's this well worth trip to Texas. Mm-hmm. Jose Garcia's. Is that right?
Jose T. Garcia's. That's
Jose
right.
Jose T's.
Yep.
Okay. First impression. The inside of the restaurant is 10 out of 10. It is very beautiful. You got your lights, like string lights draped around everywhere. You got a nice water fountain in the middle of the restaurant. The restaurant is outside. Is there is it also
there
inside
is indoor
too?
So there's two lines, one for indoor, one for outdoor, but everyone wants to go outdoor.
Outdoors,
it's so nice.
right
Trees.
Yep. Nice trees all over the place. You know, every single dining table has like one of those like tower heaters too. It's a little too hot for them, so we turned it off.
It was getting toasty. It was like toast. The salsa was bubbling.
It is toasty. It
turned into lava.
And we all ordered, what was it? Fajitas?
Fajitas, yeah. So you can get combo, which is like chicken and beef, or one or the other.
Right, chicken and beef. And then also we also got like three bowls of chips and salsa.
At least.
And then what was it? Margaritas.
You
even
gotta
more
get the
margaritas.
Margaritas.
So,
oh yeah.
Dude, I turned into fajita after that night. Dude, my stomach was still bloated from all the eating, but I think that really just topped off the trip.
Bro, I'm still bloated now. What do you mean? I'm still bloated. That
it was
so good though.
It was so good. I normally don't eat Tex-Mex, but that was a very good Tex-Mex restaurant. So thank
it's
you,
Mason. More, yeah, of course, bro. I mean, it's more for the vibes and stuff.
Right,
but
right.
You know, it's a great vibe. All of us are just chilling out there, you know, laughing it up, having a good time.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great spot. So that was our Last Supper in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, unfortunately, we had to leave the next day, 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
5 a.m. Yeah. Mason made it out. I was like, whoa, look at that.
Yeah, I did do a bit of drinking the night before. And, but yeah, what time did you have to get to the airport? It was like,
we had to leave your place by like 5:30. So
dang. So woke up at 5.
Yeah. What we
got out the door. Oh, here's what happened. So I dropped you guys off. Then I go to Bojangles.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nice two. I get two chicken biscuits.
Right.
Then I have to go to work. So I go to work right after that. It was a rough day.
it
was a rough day, but you know what? Anything for my podcast partner.
Appreciate it, partner.
No problem. So you know what? Did the Texas trip, we'll just go ahead and move right into the does not pass the vibe check section. Did the Texas trip pass the vibe check?
It did. I really enjoyed the Texas trip. You know, I wish I could have stayed there longer, but unfortunately we have to work. Who works these days?
I told you should have quit your job.
Yeah, but yeah, I really did enjoy the trip. It was really nice to see you and Big J. Since we don't live in Blacksburg together anymore, sadness.
Rip and rest. We will one day.
We will. We'll we'll move back to Blacksburg.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our ladies are going to dump us and we're going to go.
Yep.
That's our divorcee pad.
Yeah. It was really nice to hang out with the crew, you know, getting to see my two best friends. I think, you know, I've only seen, yeah, it was only the second time since college graduation.
Yeah, and the wedding. Yeah, Casey's
Yeah, and the
wedding.
wedding. So, you know, definitely makes me want to visit Texas and or wherever you guys end up leaving, you know, in the next coming year. So definitely wants me to stay more connected, and visit more often. So definitely want to do
Yeah.
that more. And
You
hopefully
gotta
not
do
get
it.
COVID again.
Well, you just gotta complain to United so you can get some points.
I like
See,
that. I
we could
like
really
that.
flip, we could flip this.
We could fly.
Oh yeah. But yes, so the Texas trip over, but awesome trip. You gotta come out soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely
Appreciate
pass
it.
the vibe check, you know. Just a great time, just like old times sake.
Just
But
like old times.
we made some new friends, Steven. Made some new
Steven,
enemies, Keith.
Keith.
Well, yeah, he's the enemy side. But anyway, all right. Well, that wraps up the full disclosure, where we wrap up the
Fullest,
Texas
yeah,
trip.
fuller, fullest
Fuller, fullest.
disclosure Texas trip. I hope you
That's right.
guys enjoyed this episode. You know, kind of a I guess little vacation for me, but a little vacation for also for Mason. So shout out Mason for taking the day off to hang out with me, and also Big J spending every single day with us as well. So shout out to the two best friends. I miss you guys, but I know you guys are doing well in Fort Worth.
Yes, sir, brother. Well, not as good as if you lived here, but you know, we make do.
All
So,
right, I'll see you tomorrow.
all right, big bet. Yeah, we've got a spare bed for you.
I appreciate it, partner.
Yeah. Bathroom's off limits though. We know what you did last time.
Whoops.
still deep cleaning.
Jose T. Garcia's.
Texas toilets are working overtime, let me tell you that much. Anyway. All right. Well, that wraps it up. Do you have a fun fact?
Fun fact, I ate kebabs today and it was 10 out of 10.
That is a very fun fact.
Yes.
If you I have no fun facts for today.
Wow, you're not that fun.
No, I'm not fun. I'm not, after you left, I'm not fun anymore. So
Dang.
well, thanks for tuning in. Next month for June's episode, probably Deadpool 2 in preparation for Deadpool 3. We'll talk. We're gonna hash brown that out. We're gonna figure it out for you guys. But either way, thanks for listening. Always make sure to follow the Instagram page. We post updates on there. Make sure to hit the bell button so you get notified when we drop an ep. Because as you can see, not at normal times. So we try to do it monthly, but in the month it could be any day. So just try to get subscribed. Stay follow us both on LinkedIn. Follow us on OnlyFans. Follow us on Kick. Follow us on Kickstarter. You know, all the good Kick, all the good Vine. Follow us on Vine, all the good social medias. And we will catch you guys on the flip.
Peace. See you guys.